Hi there. Well, it is the new lesson for Module 4, and I'm excited to talk to you about letting go. Letting go of self-doubt for good and deepening your connection to spirit might sound a little bit harder than what you think, but I hope that I'm going to be able to help you by giving you some tips to overcome self-doubt. You know, it's really normal to experience feelings of doubt when we're faced with a new challenge or a challenging situation, such as connecting with spirit on the other side. Self-doubt is characterized by feelings of uncertainty regarding one or more aspects of your life. And I find that if you have a lot of self-doubt about your ability as a medium, chances are you probably have some self-doubt in other areas of your life as well. Now, the first thing I want you to know is that we all experience self-doubt, even me, and yes, even now at times when it comes to my mediumship. I can lead you to all the most amazing paths, and I can tell you all the most amazing stories about the readings I've done and the connections I've made. But I would be completely lying if I didn't tell you that there were some difficult roads and challenges that I had to get through as well. Self-doubt often stems from previous negative experiences. So in the past, you may have told someone, "Hey, I feel a connection to this," and you were shot down. It may have to do with just the general feeling of not being good enough and being incapable of something. Oftentimes when mediums find this ability, it's because they didn't know who they wanted to be when they grew up. They felt like they had no talents. They felt like they weren't really good at anything because the whole time they've been struggling to be something they weren't and someone they weren't because societal pressure to achieve and to be this like super successful person when instead you are successful, you are an amazing person, but it's in a different way, and maybe that way doesn't actually fit into the norm. So you might have suffered from anxiety, depression, procrastination, emotional instability, low self-esteem, difficulty making decisions. And then we can just be swirling around in something that's called imposter syndrome, and that goes hand in hand with self-doubt. They talk about imposter syndrome as describing an experience of you feel like you're a fraud. Let me tell you, for so long when I was doing mediumship readings, I felt like a fraud. I felt like I was making it up. It was even though I was being told by my clients how amazing their reading was and how much success I was achieving, imposter syndrome is something that's felt among often women and minority groups because of what they've gone through previously in their lives. It's just we limit our courage to put ourselves out there in a meaningful way, and we limit ourselves to go after new opportunities because of our self-doubt. We feel like we're not qualified enough. Who am I to give a message to someone from their loved one on the other side? Like, what if I totally mess this up? And self-doubt and imposter syndrome can have this significant negative effect on your readings, and it can have a significant negative effect on your self-esteem. However, dun dun dun, there are ways that you can get around this and that you can heal this. And so let's talk about what those ways are right now. Well, the first thing is to practice self-compassion, because if self-doubt is holding you back from taking the leap of faith towards being a medium, a psychic, giving readings, you have to practice self-compassion. We all make mistakes along the way, and so it's totally okay if you do so. When we doubt our abilities, it's because we don't want to make room for any mistakes. We're like, I can't make this up. I can't. It has to be black and white. I don't know if you notice, but you are communicating with a body of light that doesn't have a body, that isn't living, that doesn't have a freaking heartbeat. Like, hello, you're communicating with the other side. And so you're just like playing charades, and you're learning this every single time you do a reading. You learn and you grow. So you can mitigate self-doubt and fear or failure by practicing being kind to ourselves, no matter what the outcome of a reading is. So practicing self-compassion and understanding for yourself, really important. The next thing is to celebrate your past achievements. So remember when you may have been scared to do something, but you gave that message from spirit anyway, and you got it right. See, those are the things that we tend to forget when we're cycling in imposter syndrome and self-doubt. It helps to remind ourselves about the times that have gone right, because the same thing could happen in the present moment. So on the flip side, it's not good to focus much on the past or past failures, but the present moment is a new opportunity to do well, even if things didn't go right the first time. And pulling back from your memory bank saying, yeah, you know what, I was really scared to give that message to that person, but when I did, it was amazing. And so channeling that energy can really push you through. The next thing is try not to compare yourself to others. They say that comparison is the thief of joy. This saying rings true in so many ways. And if you're experiencing self-doubt because you're afraid you won't accomplish something at the same level as someone else, then it can be this paralyzing feeling. Everyone's journey and ideas of success are different. What we can control and focus on is our own path and where we want to take it, regardless of what other people are or what they've done or what they can do or how amazing you think they are as mediums. Do not compare yourself. The next thing is to be mindful of your thinking. So when negative thoughts begin to creep in, sometimes they're hard to recognize because we just become so autopilot. We're so used to them all the time. And then imposter syndrome thrives off of those negative thoughts and tells us that we're not worthy or that we're not in a good place or that we're undeserving. So the next time these thoughts come in, I want you to take a moment and ask yourself, is this really true? Question those thoughts. When the thought comes in that you're the worst medium in the world, ask yourself, is that really true? Like, am I truly the worst medium in the world? Well, the answer is no, because you don't know all the other mediums in the world. Or ask yourself, oh, you're making this up. Am I really making this up? I can't be making this up because people keep telling me the things that I say are right. So consider how positive thinking is going to shift your mindset. The next thing is spend time with really supportive people. And that's something, unfortunately, I didn't have. I had a supportive somewhat husband. I mean, he didn't really understand what I did. My kids thought I was falling off the deep end and joining a cult. But I didn't have a tribe. There wasn't anyone that was willing to share this with me. And there wasn't anyone around me that really wanted to nurture and connect and grow with me either. So when you're feeling self-doubt, surround yourself. Join a psychic development class, join an online class, join a Facebook group, and guess what? You're here, so you're with like-minded people already. Utilize them to help you. The next one is find validation from within. Do you know how many times your clients are going to say, no, that didn't happen, or no, I don't remember that person, or no, she hated the color pink? Maybe spirit was talking about someone else. Maybe spirit was talking about now being in heaven and loving the color pink. Who knows? But constant reassurance from your client means that you don't believe in yourself. And guess what? It means you also don't believe in your connection with spirit. I always tell people, you might be paying me, but I actually work for spirit. And I trust spirit on the other side emphatically. And if you will just let go and let spirit, you will be so amazed and surprised by how incredible your readings will be. The next thing is to remember that you're probably going to be the harshest critic in a reading. You know, when you doubt a friend took on a new job or the way they parent their kids the same way that you doubt yourself, you probably wouldn't do that. The answer is probably no. You're not doubting a friend the same way you doubt you, and you're not judging parents how they parent their kids the same way you do yourself. It's nice to treat ourselves with the same kindness and compassion that we have for others instead of being so critical on yourself. So if you were to see another medium, beginner medium, doing what you were doing, you would be so kind and nice to them. Be nice to you. The next one, identify your values. Take a moment to assess your values and what matters most to you, because it might be that you're kind to others, you're a good friend, or that you contribute to something meaningful in your life. And when you recognize these values and what truly matters to you, the fear of criticism from others falls by the wayside. And when we have aligned to live our life and our values, it doesn't feel as detrimental to be criticized or to make mistakes. Because remember, that's someone else's opinion of you, not your opinion of you. The next one is keep a journal. Journaling is such a therapeutic exercise to practice. You can write down your thoughts of self-doubt or experiences, and you can realize and see your concerns if you are having imposter syndrome and if you are having a lot of negative thoughts. The journal is going to tell you exactly what's going on. And last but not least, I have a counselor, and throughout many times in my life, I have sought out a mental health professional or a counselor to help me through difficult times in my life. because you know what? It wasn't really having anything to do with my readings. I had self-doubt because of things that had gone on in my past. And so if your self-doubt is limiting you and blocking you of being the medium and the psychic and the healer or the shaman or the witch that you want to be, you absolutely have to let go and to let God. I hope you're having an amazing, amazing day. And I hope that by the time you come to the end of this lesson, you realize that everything that's going on with you being a medium is an inside job. And so where do you need to go to fix it? Inside you. I look forward to connecting with you again very soon.